Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 75. Here's to the overthinkers. So if you didn't get a chance to have a listen to last week's podcast, check it out. You stupid idiot was the name of that one. So go back to that and have a listen. Here's to the overthinkers. Overthinking. So, well, what's overthinking? Well, obviously, it's thinking too much about things and thinking in depth about everything or too many things. But you know what? Overthinking can get such bad press that some reports have overthinking linked to anxiety and depression. But sure, it doesn't have to be that way. And the problem with categorizing yourself as an overthinker is that life is never black and white. You might identify also as a lateral thinker, you know, thinking outside the box, but you'll also be able to think vertically, which is more using a logical process, and vice versa. That we may have tendencies towards one more than the other, but we can still access both thought processes. Sometimes we're going to overthink, sometimes we're going to underthink. I know which one I would prefer to do more often. So if it's not obvious yet, I'm definitely on the more overthinking side of things. And a lot of people that train with me on a regular basis, they say that that's, you know, a condition that they suffer from is overthinking. But you know what? The successful people I have studied reside in the overthinking category. So, you know, in fact, their overthinking is probably the very reason for the success in most cases. So having the ability to be able to thoroughly think things through is a great advantage for any large decision. If you're going to set goals and you want to achieve more, then you do, have to have the ability to analyze and strategize. Every eventuality should be thought through. So you need to do, in law it's called due diligence. It's expected that when it comes to business and investing, you'll do your homework and you'll carry out extensive research. So lay people, I suppose, might call it overthinking, but you know, in legal terms, it's due diligence, or it's just carrying out the appropriate homework and extensive research. The main problem with overthinking is the over part. It's the knowing when you have crossed over to the point of becoming procrastination. So that's the difference. So obviously thinking things through and overthinking to a certain point isn't as negative as you might think it actually is. So how do you overthink properly? So how do you think to the point where it's useful and it doesn't transfer over to being not useful? Well, it's hard to beat a simple pros and cons exercise, writing down the pros and cons of and the advantages and disadvantages of your decision or your action steps or your plan or your goal. I still prefer pen and paper because it's easier to perform. Do you know what a mind map is when you're linking imagery and words and thoughts on a paper? It's a lot easier to think on paper and to include like diagrams and visual aids than it is to transfer to digital means. Because sometimes computer software and phone apps can force more of a vertical thinking process. Only recently in the radio, I was listening to a very successful writer who writes one novel every year and still writes everything longhand. So still handwrites everything first before it's transferred over. Because the thinking process can be a hell of a lot more organic. It allows you access a little bit more of the lateral thinking. So it's just the way I prefer to do it. But if you prefer to use digital means, I mean, by all means. One word of warning is before you seek counsel, so before you look for advice from other people, it is important to know what you want to achieve so that others don't feel they need to help you to make up your mind, because that happens a lot. If you approach someone and you don't have something fully thought through, they're going to try to help you think it through, which is generally doesn't work out exactly as you know. You need to figure out what it is you want first before you approach somebody for advice on how to actually do it or get it or experience it. So deciding your goal first and then get advice on how to achieve it, as well as all of the potential pitfalls, obviously. When you're overwhelmed, you're undermanaged. you need to avoid analysis paralysis. So that's a statement that I heard a long while ago. When you're overwhelmed, you're undermanaged. So it basically means you simply need help or advice from others. If you're feeling overwhelmed, you just need help and advice from others. So once you've thrashed out a plan and you've gotten feedback from those close to you, it will be the time to make a decision and to follow through. That overthinking is an integral part of the decision-making process, but it's up until the point where it turns into analysis paralysis. So if you can, you set a time frame for your decision to be made and you try to stick with it. So you give yourself enough time and enough of the process to get to your decision, but and try to stick to that time frame. So how do you avoid the buildup of anxiety? Well, when thinking starts going around in circles, you do become more indecisive and frustrated, which can lead to inactivity, loss of confidence, and ultimately self-loathing. So it's not a process that you want to do where you're second-guessing yourself. Your decision-making process may involve leaving the subject for a while and then coming back to it at a later stage. You may need to have a good night's sleep. Another way, making decisions when you're tired or at nighttime isn't always the best idea. Sometimes you need to have a good night's sleep first and make a fresh decision in the morning. Meditation can help. I talk about meditation a lot. That may help if you're not into it. Just a stroll, walking meditation or a stroll in nature can help. I'm sure golf helps a lot of people make a lot of important decisions. I know it's great for networking, but it's essentially the same thing. It's a nice environment that you're kind of walking around. I'm not a golf player, I'm not a golf fan, but I understand the process. It's like moving meditation, and it can help clear your mind and help you your decision making process a little bit easier. Whatever it is that your process is, from the writing it down to the thrashing it out with other people to the going for a stroll or playing your golf, have faith in your process. So believe that it works, because once you've made your decision, try not to revisit it. You'll need to make peace with the fact that you've done everything within your power and time frame to reach your conclusion. Otherwise, you won't have faith in the process and you won't have faith in your decision. So once you have made your decision, it's time to pull the trigger. So basically, put your plans into action. What happens if it doesn't work out for you? What happens if it doesn't work? Well, basically, you analyze what went wrong and you make another plan. But what happens if it does work? Same thing. Analyze what went right and make another plan. So either way, it's more overthinking, but to your advantage. So regarding the dark side of overthinking, if you are going to overthink, you may as well overthink about the things that you want to overthink about and not the stuff that you don't. So we all have the same increments of time. You may as well use your time, direct your time and energy to your favorite subjects, the things that you want to think about, things that make you happy, the things that help you plan. And hopefully then you won't give your brain the same time or energy to think about or to gruel over or to misread unnecessary thoughts or to go to any dark places. So focus on your future, in other words, and leave regret in the past. My final point would be to surround yourself with people who are understanding and possibly a little forgiving of your thought process. If they know you're prone to overthinking, or you're a very analytical person, and they're fine with that and they encourage it, or they even help it, or they're even good for you, they help steer you, then absolutely keep those people close, because they're very, very helpful. And it does also help greatly if you have a partner that knows how you think and that can help you with your decision-making process. It just makes life a hell of a lot easier and less lonely when you are trying to think the best conclusion and make the best decisions for your advancement or for your goals or for any particular problems that you may have. So I hope that helps you. Overthinking isn't necessarily as bad as I said. Sometimes it's given in the media and the press. And I certainly would rather be an overthinker than an underthinker. So what do you think? I would love to hear any of your input. I would love to hear comments, criticisms, agreements, disagreements, and future ideas for future podcasts. I would absolutely love to hear what you have to say. Contact me on any of the channels that are listed. And obviously, reviews are greatly appreciated. Testimonials, shares, likes, all that kind of stuff. It all helps for the momentum of the podcast. Much appreciated. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.